Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Tonight's stories,
18K cash.
No kids.
K-pop demon hunters.
No tattoo. I can't stay. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm General Lou, and I'm here with...
Coraline.
Vanessa.
Barry B. Benson.
Ken!
So we are here, including myself, with most of the cast of 2012's B movie. What year is it? What year is B movie?
I feel like that's right.
I think, yeah.
I think it is 2012, yeah.
Has that was just a complete 2012? Guess.
Because the documentary crew was around us like 2010-ish, right?
Well, I can look at my phone that just coincidentally matches with my cardigan today.
Oh my God. It looks good too.
I miss you.
Don't worry about him.
Oh, it was a 2007 film.
Oh,
2007. Whoa, we were way. It was, you know, most of the crew here, most of the people here on these couches are based off the 2007 B movie documentary.
That makes sense.
But I am, including myself, but I'm happy to be joined by a very...
What is she doing
here? Yeah.
You know,
Coraline,
I just
everybody.
Like to explore, you know?
No, I guess that makes
okay.
sense.
She I wound up like, on the set.
Multiple really breaking versus. Character really really quick. We mixed up dates for things. So that's why we're all B movie and Josh is Coraline, but we're gonna go with it. Everybody go with it, okay?
In the it's comments. A yellow trend. It's a yellow trend.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
So it fits.
But yeah, it's good to see everybody here. It's been what is it?
Good to
almost
be here.
Almost 20 years since we did the documentary.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and this is the first time some people have seen some people since.
It's been 20, almost 20 years since you guys have seen each other.
Yeah.
We're not rehashing
and
this.
She
we're not.
Today.
Ken, I thought you were kind of done. You know, at the point of the 2007. Documentary, you seem to be done. You seem to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
She's leaving me for a B. I'm done with her. And now you seem to be interested in getting back with Vanessa.
You're saying 20 years is 20 years. And sometimes you look back on your life and there's mistakes you make.
Mm. Well, I'll just say this. You know, I think we both closed that chapter in our lives. I had
one of us did.
I, you know, what's it called?
Florist.
Yes, I'm a florist. Shop. I have a flower shop. So
you still got that?
Of course I still have that. I'm with the... Anyways.
Wait. So you are
confirmed.
Yeah,
but that's what's the current relationship status between you and Barry.
So we're still together.
Yeah.
So you guys are together.
What is your lifespan? How long do bees live? Bees live 20 years?
I've been on that honey, so, you know. It expands my lifetime.
So Barry's been pollinating your flowers.
Listen, he has access to the best. I am a florist.
Yeah.
Top
no
tier.
Catch 22 here, you know? It's like the perfect scenario.
Oh my God.
I help her, she helps me.
Wait, how do you help each other?
Pollen spreads around.
What does that mean?
I don't get what that means.
So you're like saving the planet by like kind of being around her. Like you're bringing the bees to the flowers, but then you're also bringing the birds to the bees.
Well, listen, let me just put it this way. I I'm a florist, so I have.
You guys have sex with each other or not?
Listen, that is none of your business.
Tell me.
That is none of your business. Our relationship, you know, everybody doesn't have to understand our relationship. Mm. I get that not everybody, you know, gets it. That's mm-hmm. fine. Live your life. I'll live mine.
And I would watch your tone because I know you're allergic and.
Mm.
It don't take nothing.
Yeah, I'm surprised you two are sitting on the same couch together.
I didn't want to sit.
You know what I mean? A little ouchy, you know?
I wanted to sit over there, but Coraline weirdly took my spot. I was like,
hey, man, get in where you fit in.
I don't get Coraline.
Coraline, you've changed a lot, too. So when did your documentary come out?
2009?
Let's see.
I feel like earlier than that. I feel like I watched
it. It might actually be.
I feel like
now,
right after the
Coraline, I do have a question. Movie.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you actually get away or are you still there?
2009.
Mm. Wait, I was right.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, nine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I just, trauma. I know my story so well.
And what was going on with the other mother?
She was cool at first. Like, the food was really good. Yeah. Like, she was putting her foot in it. But then I found out about the buttons and what I had to do to stay there. So I had to leave. Hopefully, I'm gone.
So you don't still know.
So you don't know.
So we might even be in that room.
I don't know. We could all still be in there.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Y'all could be wrapped in it, too. Y'all sitting with me.
So what is your life like now, almost 20 years later?
You know, me and my cat, you know, we like to go on strolls, on walks. You know, me and Wybie.
That's a healthy cat.
Still locked in. Still locked in. Nice. Me and Wyborn.
That's good.
You know?
So
and I own the Pink Palace now. So, nice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
You got quite a bit of money from that.
Yeah, I rented out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
That's a new sound.
Like 18K.
The general's
cash?
Not. The general doesn't know the soundboard.
You don't have the soundboard.
The general's confused with the soundboard.
Honestly, I'm like with my left hand.
Like 18K cash.
Yeah.
Like this first story.
Like this first story. Oh, good one.
I said it, but then you guys started freaking out about the buttons.
Oh, okay. I hate this guy.
Am I the asshole? I paid $18,000 cash for a car, but my grandma is gaslighting people into thinking it was a handout. Are you guys correcting grandma?
$18,000 and someone said it was a handout?
Yeah.
It just depends on how far gone grandma is.
Who's she telling it to?
Is she
Who's
senile?
Who's she saying this to? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, this could be dementia.
Especially if it's like the first car. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I paid this. Mm. I did this with my adult money.
Yeah. And for you, especially, Barry, that is impressive.
Yeah.
$18,000 human dollars is, wow.
Off that honey pack.
Off that honey pack.
The honey pack.
Off that stimulus, honey.
Out the hive with it.
Am I the asshole? I paid $18,000 cash. Am I the asshole? I paid $18,000 cash for a car, but my grandma is gaslighting people into thinking it was a handout. I recently bought a car from my aunt and uncle and paid full price for what it was worth, $18,000. I had no problem paying that because I know the car was maintained well, and honestly, I would not give a family member a discount on something that big either. The problem is my grandmother has been boasting to everyone that my aunt gave me the car for free. I don't know why she's saying that, but it's really pissing me off. I worked hard to pay cash for that car, and I do not want people thinking I get handouts. So I went to her and politely asked her to tell people that. Instead, she flips on me and says, oh, so you want everyone thinking your aunt and uncle make you pay full price? What kind of person does that? Family is supposed to take care of family. And then she literally shut the door in my face, like I was the problem. I told her that it makes me look bad, someone who works 60 to 80 hours a week, if people believe I'm just getting handouts. Am I the asshole?
60 to 80 hours a week?
It's brutal.
Wait, how old was OP again?
They didn't say.
No.
OP is a grinder.
For real.
I'm confused. Does the grandma know that OP paid?
I feel like the grandma does know.
It sounds like she knows that OP paid.
Yell at the aunt and uncle for charging $18,000.
Exactly. Because that was her whole thing of like, this is what family does for each other.
Yeah.
Then why didn't family do it? Now you have to make up a lie.
But she wants OP to lie to keep this perception that we didn't pay family.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I wrote the check for this? Are you crazy?
100% I paid.
And I'm
going
to give it to the credit to uncle and aunt? No. No.
Why? I don't understand why grandma's like intentionally avoiding half of the story.
Right.
Right.
I'm wondering about that too. I'm wondering what grandma's intentions are.
Yeah.
Because it's like, does she want to like, I can't look at you guys. I can't look at you guys knowing you're looking at me and seeing
but
this.
We're looking at you completely just normal.
Yeah, right.
Literally.
Yeah.
You guys are used to it now.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it yet.
I got used to it.
Yeah, me too.
I do every time I look over it.
And the hair, the one twinge of the hair that flicks back and forth.
Wait, he looks good. Like somebody. I'm gonna have to find it. But
yeah, I don't know what grandma's intentions are, because mm-hmm. I don't know if she's just being, maybe like you were saying in the beginning, Sam, she didn't know. And then she got defensive because he was like, well, I'm going to tell people. Can you tell people?
Yeah.
And she didn't want to be corrected for being wrong. And then she makes up that whole thing of like, well, family should be helping family out. Or if it's something weird of like a little dig of like just trying to get underneath his skin, which I feel like maybe the more plausible thing would be maybe she didn't know.
It feels like that's the only reason it would make sense to me, because if that's her big thing that she's so into family helping family, I feel like if she knows that the aunt and uncle did charge full price, I would go to the aunt and uncle and be like, why would you charge our family full price?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Family help family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I do think is kind of crazy to me that you charged your family full price for the car. I don't know why that's crazy to me, but.
Well, mm-hmm. He also says he was the type of person where he's like, I want you to get your full worth of the car, not just because we're family. I want to be able to help you out. Because he did say the car was taken care of well, which is why he was willing to pay it. So maybe it was like a pride thing for him. And he also wanted them to get the full worth of the car instead of them discounting it because of them being family.
I'm trying to get that discount, man.
I need the familiar discount. Yeah, I need that 1,000%.
Especially for a car. Discount. It lost value as soon as it got out your garage.
Even if it was taken care of well?
Even if it's taken, well, I'm like, I'm going to pay you a good amount, but.
Maybe not 18,000.
Yeah, knock a couple K. 15,000. Yeah, 15,000. Exactly.
Yeah.
Who are we? I'm not charging my family full price for a car.
Mm-hmm.
For other things, maybe. I might overcharge them for other stuff, but for a car.
I know that we closed this chapter, but I it just does my heart good seeing you two kind of, you know.
We're nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing between us.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I'd sting this guy.
I'm a little scared because he's way bigger than the last time I saw him. I don't know what's in that honey that you're eating, but he's because huge.
Honestly, seeing him now, I'm like, okay, it makes more sense. I'm like, in the movie, they made you look like a small bee.
So is that an accurate
representation?
Well, you know, when we did the whole lawsuit and all that, and you know what I mean? You grab the honey, you invest it. You invest the honey, hope it comes back more.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what I did. I took, because we had such a surplus, I just took a lot and just invested it. So
great move. After, it was so smart.
After we were like, you know what? Let's go back to just being regular bees. I still had a whole bunch of honey left.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started taking it every day. And then I was out there with the general. Mm. Shout out, general.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there were steroids in that. I don't think that was just honey. There's
and
no
I was just out there
got,
every day just pollinating.
There's no
just,
way you got...
Just pollinating.
He's pollinating other flowers.
Yeah.
Oh,
does Vanessa know about that?
And taking honey
or?
Every single day.
Because we know you, that you wait. Pollinate Vanessa's flower floral shop.
I used to pollinate.
So you're going outside and pollinating flowers?
Let me clarify. When I said pollinate, when I was...
See, why you stuttering?
Hold on, guys. I would like to hear what he has to say.
Okay. Yeah. It was in the floral shop. I would pollinate, then go back and take some money. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her floral shop.
Vanessa's a voyeur.
What are you getting at here, bud?
Mm.
I feel like you're pollinating other flowers.
Right. That's what it seemed like to us.
Because I used to call Vanessa my flower. And I would pollinate her any chance I got. You're pollinating other flowers.
Well, it didn't work out.
I'm a one flower man, but that's just me. I don't know. I just do one flower. But
are you a one flower shop man at least?
Yes.
Okay.
But multiple flowers.
But they're all Vanessa's.
All Vanessa's.
I don't think they're all Vanessa's. The way
her face
they're
is
all mine, right, sweetie?
Yes. Yes.
But you said you went out.
Yes, out to the flower shop because I was in the hive.
What's your favorite flower?
The hive must have gotten big. The tulip. You being able to go back in there, the hive must have gotten big.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many flowers did you pass from the hive to the flower shop? I bet there's flowers that you passed by.
A ton. And I know where home is.
Okay.
Not her getting giddy.
I will
cute.
Say,
though, a bee.
That's cute.
I will say, Ken, you were asking about growth serum. My bees to go out and pollinate wherever they choose to pollinate. I don't know where he pollinates. But
wait, hold on.
What was that?
Something get in your eye?
Yeah. I have like some really thick eyebrows and I don't really trim very much. So sometimes it gets in my eye. But anyway, that's for you two to deal with. Am I right, Coraline?
Mm-hmm.
But there is a new growth serum in the honey that the, what do I call my guys? The pollen jocks, they're pollen jocks for a reason. They get a different type of honey. So that's why he looks more human as years
completely
go by.
Human size.
And myself as well. Human
size. What is this?
And a little thing with that serum too, I could sting multiple times.
Nasty.
Sting.
Oh, sting. Okay. I can do it too multiple times. Maybe not one day, but I can do it multiple times over a week.
Are you sure? I know something you don't.
Let's just say Vanessa talks and Barry talks as well. No. Vanessa talks and Barry talks.
Vanessa talks and Barry listens.
He ain't lying.
I'm like somebody.
She didn't really say really good things.
What?
I can listen to her half the time.
Oh, we can tell. Yeah. Okay. We can tell.
Okay. Fall is here, and with it comes cooler nights, heartier meals, and the craving for something warm and satisfying. That's where our sponsor, HelloFresh, comes in, bringing you comforting, chef-designed recipes and fresh, seasonal ingredients right to your door. This season, they've taken things to the next level with their biggest menu refresh yet. Say hello to a new way to do dinner. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier. HelloFresh has doubled its menu. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. This week, we're visiting Brandon's kitchen, where he's making one-pan banh mi-style ground beef tacos. A little spoiler, apparently people were calling dibs on the leftovers for lunch the next day. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/CLP10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life. One per box with an active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on the first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/CLP10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life. Thanks to our listeners for supporting this podcast, and thanks to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode.
I might overcharge them for other stuff, but for a car?
What other stuff are we talking?
I don't know.
Overcharge it for other stuff?
What other stuff are we talking? Like for a tattoo? New tattoo? Like this next story?
This next story.
I would charge full price for that.
That's weird.
That's my work.
Oh, you do tattoos?
Yeah.
General?
What? Yeah. Yes, of course. I sting a little bit here. I sting because, like he said, you can sting multiple times. So I do a little sting into a design.
Well, how many stings do you have in your life? Because the waste of
we
tattoos,
are basically immortal beings with the stuff that we put in that honey. I don't think he knows that.
Yeah,
you are
no,
going to outlive Vanessa.
Okay.
By millions of years.
Well, millions of years?
Am I able to eat the honey? Or
I'm sure Barry can sell you some. I don't appreciate it, but you know, that's love.
It has the same effect on humans, right?
Yeah, but Barry did grow about a million times bigger than his original size, so I don't know if that's going to happen for you.
Bigger?
She might be that woman from that monster movie.
No,
Susan Strong.
Am I the asshole for telling my fiance her tattoo of my dead brother makes me uncomfortable?
Oh.
Wow.
Tattoo of my brother?
Dead brother.
Her fiance. Not brother. Even married yet.
Is her brother?
It's her fiance
dead brother.
OP's, yeah.
You can't have my brother. You can have your brother on tattooed on you.
That's crazy.
That's kind of something.
Almost. Oh, do they date?
First time Redditor here. Okay, so for some context, my older brother, 30 male, while I'm 29 male, passed away 3 years ago in a motorcycle accident. This fucked me up severely. It still does. He was my best friend, and we had the whole inseparable since we've known each other. Even if he was older, he was never the stereotypical older brother bully sort, and I loved him for that. Anyway, my fiance, who I'll call Bella, is 28 female and met him only a few times, but always said she admired our bond and she has no real siblings of her own. Mm. Only step, but they aren't close. A few weeks ago, Bella surprised me with a fucking tattoo she got in memory of my brother. It's pretty big, realistic grayscale tattoo of his face with a little Snoopy icon besides it on her upper arm with his nickname we use and his birth and his death dates underneath. When I saw this, I was fucking stunned. She said she did it as a tribute to him and to support me because she knows how much I still struggle with grief. I honestly didn't know what to say at first, but the more I sat with it, the more it bothered me. I told her gently, as much as I could, to be honest, that I appreciate the gesture, but I found the tattoo really uncomfortable. Like, it's unsettling to see his face on my fiance's body. Like, it's too much, especially since they barely know each other. Mm-hmm. She got upset and said I was being weird about a nice gesture and making her regret doing something beautiful. Her words. Now she's distant and my mom thinks I should just be thankful someone loved my brother enough to memorialize him. But first off, I didn't ask her to do this. Now I'm stuck with my fiance that won't even talk to me properly and my brother's perfectly black and gray eyes staring at me when I'm laying down beside her. Oh, and yeah. Honestly, I don't even want to think about how horrifying having sex would be with that on her arm.
Oh my.
Am I being unreasonable, asshole-ish? Is it my right to ask her to get it covered up or like zoinked off? Am I the asshole?
I don't think he's the asshole at all. Cause it is, I get what the girlfriend was trying to do like this super ultra sweet gesture. It just comes off really kind of off-putting. It is like yeah. off-putting.
Weird. Unsettling.
I would understand it more if you guys, you know, if you had an actual relationship yeah. with him and you got like you were present in his life for, you know, years. But for you to not know him and still get the tattoo, it just feels weird.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It feels weird.
My thing is too, I mean, that granted they're fiancés, but like at the end of the day, not even marriage is like a final like consummate, like it's a choice. So if it doesn't work out, you just now have a random person with the yeah I'm
that you barely
that you have no yeah. emotional tie yeah. to
on your body
like, yeah it even, was like it was a permanent decision and I'm she didn't even a... think to have a conversation yeah. with him about it
yeah,
before
that's
it happened
what I'm like, at least
you know?
Talk about it before you do that
yeah see yeah, if you would like something like that
right and the way she went about it too it was like she got a gift it was a bad gift but she was just like the thought of her giving him the gift was something that like stuck in her head. So she gave him the gift. Yeah. He was like, I didn't like it. And she and she was just like, but I thought about it and I thought you'd like it. And since I thought you'd like it, you should have liked it. And it was like, no, he just told you he didn't like it, even though you thought he was going to, yeah. you know?
But now she's in the place where she's got a permanent tattoo on her body. So she's probably like, oh, you don't like
she
it?
She lucky needs to get it covered up. I'm not even going right. to
tap. Well, yeah, for sure.
I will get it covered
or
up.
Or get it stinged off. Well, I mean, even when you do that, it's still kind of...
Yeah, still yeah. there.
Maybe both. Remove it and then cover it.
That's such poor decision making.
She's
going to
blast it over.
Like, yeah. What has my girlfriend done it before? Like, how would you think this is... I know people make mistakes, but this is weird. Why did you do that?
That would definitely weird me out. It would weird me out.
It would weird the mess out of me if that happened.
Because I think they said they've been together for like 5 years, but even then, I'd still be like, how long have they been together?
And I think like the point...
3 years. No, he passed away 3 years ago.
Is like the fact that like she immediately invalidated his feelings when he expressed
right
how he felt about it.
He's not even your brother.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Because who are you to tell me how I'm supposed to feel?
Right.
It's more meaningful when I get a tattoo on my body of my. What? Why would it? How's it a gift for me to put it on you?
Yeah.
Right.
How is that a gift as a tattoo? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You paid money for yourself.
And then that does get weird, like being intimate with his fiance and just seeing his brother and just. Or just, I don't know.
Smiling.
Just constantly wondering, why the heck would you put my brother on your body?
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine putting... You.
And they've only met a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so weird. That would be so weird if they got my sibling
Yeah, because in the middle of it, I was like, before they said it was she had only met, I was like, oh, she probably knew him very well, and he was like a brother to her too. And this is why I'm like, that's different. Mm-hmm. This is not that. It's...
No. Yeah.
No, you're not the asshole.
Mm-mm. Okay, so a little.
What do you do? So do you go like, you gotta cover this up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He's like, you either have to cover it up or get it taken off.
Or we're done. Is that a read? Do you get, would you end the engagement?
Potentially,
if
because
she was like, no.
That would weird me out. Yeah. Like, that would make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much it would like strike a chord in like such a long term relationship that you guys are engaged.
Yeah.
But it seems to be enough to spook him. So, yeah, it might seriously impact the how the relationship's going
to
end.
That is definitely a take a step back, too, because it's the fact that she was able to make such a big decision that weighs on both sides of, like, both parties without even a second thought. Like, you had no thought that this is going to be permanent.
Yeah.
I don't know how this person's going to feel about it, and I'm still going to do it. To me, I would start rationalizing as, okay, what other big decisions is she going to make without me?
And then we got the freaking weird moms like, oh, it's fine?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I just go back to like what Josh said about her being upset about his reaction. It's like, if you are, that's why you shouldn't do something so big and permanent like that when you don't know how somebody's going to react to it. Because you literally, it's not fair for you to be upset if their reaction was not what you were expecting.
Right. Yep.
So there's an edit here. I'm adding some additional details because I don't know how to respond individually. My fiance and I both have tattoos, and many of them. I have smaller ones. She has bigger ones. To my knowledge, neither of us are mentally ill in any capacity, and we aren't on medication. And ever since my reaction, she's been wearing longer sleeve shirts in the daytime. At work, she has to anyway, but that's for home too. It's only during bedtime that I really see it when she's wearing tanks and it physically hurts. And then top comment, not the asshole. That's a wild overstep on her part. It's one thing to support your grief. It's another thing to permanently tattoo your brother's face on her body when they barely know each other. Mm-hmm. That's not a tribute. That's weirdly possessive of your grief and your bond with him. You have every right to feel uncomfortable seeing your late brother's face on your fiance's arm every day, especially in intimate situations. Mm. It doesn't mean you don't appreciate the sentiment, it just crosses a line. She should have asked you before making such a huge decision involving someone so personal to you.
Yep.
Agreed.
Facts.
And then OP responded to that. They said, I really like that too, and while I think my fiance didn't have any bad intentions regarding this, it does feel fitting. The whole weirdly possessive of your grief. So, update. After breakfast this morning at around 7:30, it's 10:34 as I write this, by the way, I sat down with my fiance and spoke about the fucking tattoo again. I basically echoed all the comments I received, which, by the way, I'm so grateful for. Anyway, I told her that the tattoo made me very uncomfortable and wasn't the leap she needed to take to comfort or support me on my journey with grief. As I still had a firm belief that she didn't do this in a malicious manner, she was quiet initially and then asked if she could explain herself, and I said I was willing to listen. To summarize, she said she got the tattoo because she thought it would symbolize the extent she would go to love me and support me, and said in that way I had both people I loved so much in the same place. Her words, not mine. She did say she was sorry and that she wouldn't have done it if she knew that I wouldn't have liked it. I asked her why she hadn't spoken to me about it prior, and she said it wouldn't have been a surprise then, which is what she wanted it to be. She also said, I remember this fresh and internally cringing as I write this, that the tattoo was meant to be a symbol of a new beginning because we get to be married in a couple of months, and she wanted to turn over old leaves. Still stuck on what she meant, so I'd appreciate any word sleuths helping me out.
That makes no sense.
To wrap it up, I said I didn't want to end our relationship over this. I really wanted to move on from it, but that she needed to either cover it or laser it, and she was, to say the least, not very happy about it. She said a cover would be complicated and would take too long, and said laser might be painful and look scary from the videos. Also, she said she likes how the tattoo looks along with her other ones, and asked if I'd be okay with her just covering it up with clothes or foundation. I was firm as I could be. Mind you, this is the woman I've loved for 5 years straight, so admittedly I'm soft. But I reiterated that I wanted it either gone by cover-up or a laser. She was quiet then, and that's exactly where the conversation ended. She already left for work at 10, and I'm going to start my own work now as I work remotely from home as I finish this. Anyways, I hope this works out, and I would appreciate any advice. I did read a comment that shamed me for taking this to Reddit instead of speaking with her first, so I will prioritize our communication first, but will hopefully keep this updated. Thanks for all the help. For now.
For now.
That's crazy. Mm. He tells you that he doesn't like the tattoo. It really kind of bothers him. You need to get it covered up. And you have every excuse in the book.
You said you would do anything.
As to why you can't get it covered up.
That's something you can do for him.
Yeah, right. I don't really appreciate how she's like, but it kind of looks good on my...
I like how it looks with the rest of my tattoos. So you're using it as... Not as a memorial, but like... Yeah, as an aesthetic. Mm.
I don't like the whole turning over a new leaf.
Yeah.
I didn't like that line at all.
Yeah.
Because it seems like... She's like, okay, we did this. It's over.
Now we get to be married. Out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
You're just staring at me?
Yeah. Don't like that, Ken?
Sam's just staring at me trying to manage.
What the hell? That's terrifying.
Did you change it again? Sound.
Pick a different one.
Every single time, it's just a different sound, just scaring. That was a jump scare. Sam jumped.
You might have to get out of this, OP. Like, this might not be it.
I don't like how that went down.
Yeah. It doesn't bode well for the marriage to me. If she, because I still get, they had this conversation. This was the first real conversation in a while. And she seems like she's still a little bit defensive, but she did like, hey, this is what I was trying to do. She was defensive. If she comes back from work and's like, I'm going to cover it up. I'm going to say laser it. Then I'm like, okay, we're good. But she comes back and still along with the excuses, I'm like, this is probably good to learn before you get married. Mm-hmm. Honestly, to me.
Yeah.
If she doesn't get it covered up, I think it's going to be like a constant kind of something on their marriage that creates like tension.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because really, if she doesn't get it, ideally... She said, hey, what if I just get it, like, cover it up with makeup or, like, clothes? But ideally, nobody's going to want to cover that shit up with makeup every single day. Nobody, yeah. That's not really feasible for anybody. And right. Then if you don't do that, then you always have to wear some type of sleeve that covers the area. It sounds like you're the type of person that likes to wear tank tops at home. So,
and then at that point, like, what's the point?
What's the point?
What's the point? Yeah, exactly. I'm going to put makeup on every day. Yeah, get it off then.
Laser. So, I mean, if she doesn't get it covered up and then you guys still decide to get married, I don't know how long that's going to last.
Because you're right. That is going to be like, anytime there's a fight, that's going to come up. Like, but you got my dead brother on your arm. Oh, no.
It's going to be like a death by a thousand cuts type shit.
Tight shit.
Hell yeah, girl, yeah. Tight shit.
Okay, General.
Okay, so.
1-800 General.
1-800 tight shit.
Tight shit.
Top comment. To be honest, her actions and her explanation make me think she's extremely codependent. It sounds like she's trying to make your grieving process about her in some way. Mm-hmm. Turning over a new leaf sounds like she wants you to put the grief in the past because it's not actually about her. I went through something similar with my ex, trying to insert himself in my loss and trying to control how I grieved, wanting me to need him a certain way instead of just being there for me. I would suggest seeing a therapist, both for grief and to be sure of your relationship. Not saying to leave her, but there are multiple red flags here, and I don't mean the ink.
Yep.
Poetry.
And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost election day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Ken, Barry, you guys had something you wanted to share with us in yep. Coraline?
We got to go back to the real world for a second.
I'm Sam.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Maddie. No.
I'm SJ.
I'm Joshua.
Yeah. So we had a little, I mean, obviously we're not at the studio. We never even mentioned that.
We went to go visit some family.
We're somewhere
we're all
else.
Visiting a family.
Yeah. And so on our little trip we took, we went to a restaurant last night.
Oh.
And for Brandon's birthday, he got a little gift.
Tell him, B.
Tell him, B.
Oh. Is it what I think it is?
The hat's back in my possession.
Oh.
He got you.
The hat is back.
And it was like one of the most. I was literally brought to tears this time of how good it was set up. I'll let you do all this.
Okay, so we're on this content trip. We got to the house, and Brandon's birthday was the day before. So we're like, we're going to go eat. We're going to go out to eat. We're going to go to a restaurant. And so we got in two separate cars, and we go to this restaurant. Me and SJ are in the car, and while we're driving, I call the restaurant we're going to, and I was like, it's my friend's birthday, and I want to give him a gift, so is there a way we can surprise him? And shout out Ariana.
Yeah, Ariana, shout out to you.
We might use a picture. Shout out Ariana, the manager at this restaurant. She's like, oh, yeah, sure. You can just, like, give it to me over here, give it to her there. So we get to the restaurant. We're worried because Maddie and Brandon, like, were right behind us. And so we're, like, trying to run
into the restaurant.
Because I got the hat tucked into my shirt. And
it looked horrible, by the way. Yeah. You could clearly see
it was
there was
so
something
obvious.
Under your shirt.
I'm like, if they see me, then it'll be ruined. But we get in, and Ariana was like,
like a sitcom. You got
to
do the sitcom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So on the call, she was like, oh, yeah, you can go to the carryout section, and we hand it there. And you would probably see me. Like, I'm in a red shirt. I'm Ariana. And so we go into the restaurant, and we're like, oh my God. I'm like, I just need to like somehow not throw this shirt. And a guy, one of the waiters walks up, he's like, have you guys seen Ariana? And then over on the stage, she's like talking to a customer. He's like, yeah, she's right there. We're like,
behind you, the whole time when we walked in, I was like, Sam, I think that's, yeah. He was like,
I don't think it's her.
Guy goes, hey, where's Ariana? Oh yeah, she's right there. And I'm like,
bro. Right. And Brandon and Maddie are still coming in.
And we're like, from our perspective, they look like they are running into the restaurant. We're like, well, damn, I guess we're getting two different tables because they didn't know how to. We were parked pretty close to each other, too. We're like, we're not taking forever to get out of the car. And they are storming into that.
That was a funny thing, too, because the guy, he was like, so how many people? We were like, four. He's like, how close are they? I'm like, oh, yeah, they're like right out there. He's like, do you want to wait for him or sit? I'm like, no, let's sit. Let's go sit down. So I knew because I could see Maddie's face and I was like, we just got
to
go.
Because I was trying to tell Sam, like, her, like Ariana's right there, like, give it to her right there. I'm like, dude, you have time. And then y'all get out the car and I'm like, no, you don't have time.
I was scared to turn around with the hat. So I was like, I'm going to go to the table. They come and then I'm going to get up and leave. So we go to the table. Maddie and Brandon come in. And then that's why it was like falling out, and I quickly got up and just turned immediately. And I looked back.
He said, I'm going to go wash my hands.
Yeah, I'm gonna go wash my hands.
Oh my God.
And I hope you guys didn't notice because the bathroom was in the complete opposite direction,
yeah,
too.
I didn't know.
I just went to the front. I'm like, okay, Ariana, hey. And she's like, oh my God. I'm like, yep. So here's the hat. And she was like, I want to kind of do like a dessert, come with a dessert. And she's like, well, if you sign up for the rewards program, you get like a free dessert. So,
No way you actually did that.
So I come back to the table when I'm signing up, and Brandon's like, Oh yeah, with the rewards program, we got free onion straws too. And they Ben were so was like, good. "How do you know the onion straws?" I'm like, "I just sign up for rewards programs at places I go to."
And, so, and we believed him. Yeah, we're like, "Okay, interesting."
Oh my!
So I asked the waitress, I'm like, "Oh, can we get dessert?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, with the reward you get dessert." I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I know that," but I'm like, "Oh really? That's cool." And so Ariana was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna put the hat in the bag. We don't have any tissue paper or anything." I was like, "I don't care about the bag. It's cool. I really wanted a reveal, like a dessert, like a tray thing, but I don't think they have that." She was like, "Yeah, we'll put it in a bag."
That would have been crazy.
I wanted it to be the dessert and then and the hat in the middle.
What made matters worse? She also was like, "Oh yeah, your plate came with dessert actually," and I was like, "You mean it came with dessert?" I was like, I looked at the menu. I was like, "Hey, it's free dessert."
It low key got me because I was like, "Oh wow, that's like so. I've never seen it." Right, and then I'm like, "It's that damn hat."
Oh my god!
Actually, I don't know why you were surprised.
And then I'm over here being greedy. So like, we got like a little like dessert platter because of Brandon's birthday, and I'm over here like, you know, we all tried like a little thing, and then she comes over with the bag. She's like, "Oh, this actually comes with the dessert too." I was like, "Whoa, this rewards program is really freaking good."
She immediately looks in the bag,
and I look in the bag and I just see a bunch of like paper towels from the bathroom, and I'm like, "I didn't know they like gave you paper towels like that." Anyway, I was like, "Maybe she thinks we need paper towels," and so then I just left it, and then that's when I saw
you
Sam record.
I thought you saw it.
I didn't
it.
See
oh,
it.
Okay.
I didn't see it. And then I just see like Brandon kind of like
open it,
curiously looking. But then I noticed Sam with the camera and I was like,
I slowly, because I had my phone right there. I'm like,
I was like, "Oh, she, I know what's happening."
Because when Maddie like pulled away from looking, I look in and I'm like, "Why are there so many napkins? Napkins." I said, "No way. No way." And then I look up and I just see Sam's camera. I'm like, "He got me. He got me. He got me."
I had to do it on the content room. It was had to be done.
And the birthday.
Right, and the birthday celebration.
It just fell in my lap. I'm like, what are we going to
Where
do?
Are your morals? See, you're crossing a moral line.
Yeah. And I like it.
And with doing that.
Actually, no. Because this time, I actually got him a real gift. But then made like kind of got him nervous in the card to be like, "Oh, I'm not gonna give it to him." Like, would I give it to him? No, I wouldn't give it. So I eased him with a real gift this time and then gave him.
So
that.
You're teetering, like, yeah, you're teetering. Tap dancing on the line.
It was funny though, because the only thing I would say, I was like, "Okay, good, at least that didn't happen." On the card, it says something about polka dots because it was like, it was a polka dot card, and he's like, "Oh no, like something about polka dotted hats," and I was like, "Sam, don't give me the hat back with polka dots on it." I don't know why, but that would have made me so mad.
He said you tarnished the hat.
No, I think
for
the
what?
Thing is the hat is supposed to be tarnished.
Yeah,
at the end of
it's
this
definitely
year.
Tarnished.
Because the tire
the tire mark is crazy. And the tire mark is part of the lore. It's perfect.
Man. Tire marker's crazy.
That's beautiful.
But yeah, the entire time for dinner, me and Brandon is just like kind of quiet, but I'm like, "Wow, that was a really good prank." I said it like 20 times as I'm like, "That was
She
really
was
good.
Reflecting for the rest of the
day. I was just looking at things from a whole new light because you were explaining, you're like, "Yeah, I went off to the bathroom," or, you know, this and this. And then the waitress that was with us, she was like really nice, but there'd be times where she was like really curious and I just like, you know, or she'd be helping Sam with something. I just like wasn't noticing.
Yeah.
It's like, everything, you know, you just realize people are just in their own world. Yeah. And then you don't realize the significance of stuff until you look back. You're like, "Oh."
Even before we left, when I gave you the gift, when I gave Brandon the gift, I had the hat under my shirt. And so I was just like standing very still because it's in plastic. And I'm like, "Here's your gift." And Brandon's like, "Oh, thank you. Give me a hug." And I'm like, and I did not move until we were like, "Okay, we're leaving." And then I just run outside to get to the door.
It was great though. Brought me to tears.
I felt
tears
good
of joy.
About it. Yeah, that was a
it
good
was tears
one.
Of joy. And it's so good because it's like this prank is so fun that it makes me happy when I get it. And now I get even more happy because it's like I can play the mind games on Sam.
Yeah, we found out that not having the hat is actually the worst. It's worse when you don't have the hat. You think about the hat a lot.
You never know when it's coming.
You never know
you're
when the hat's coming.
You just wait. You know, like, I know it's coming.
So now I'm back in the worst
And
time.
It's like, now I could do it completely unpredictable. I could wait for his birthday. I could wait for Christmas.
You could wait until the end of the week.
You could do it tomorrow.
Nah. I feel like there has to be a cool down. Like,
we can do it during this podcast.
Oh, a cool down? Okay. I like that there's a cool down. Because I was like, scared.
Yeah. Usually he could do it during this podcast. And you're like, actually, that costume is supposed to have a hat.
It's under my wig. I'm like, how did you get it under my wig?
How did I not feel you?
I never felt
it. It's actually the material that your socks are made out of. I cut up the hat.
See, that's not a logo. That's a tire mark.
That would freak me out.
Oh, my God.
Am I the asshole for planning international travel without my children?
No.
Is that my mom? Because I do that all the time.
No, you're not the asshole. Take some time away from them damn kids. Yeah, damn.
You have to.
Yeah.
Damn, I ain't got no kids and they make me tired.
Yep.
I'm not taking you to Thailand with me.
Exhaustion.
I'm going by myself.
No, I wanna be out. I wanna be a baddie without my kids. I wanna remember the baddie that I am. And I can't remember the baddie that I am if I have these babies attached to me. I can't do it.
Because you're your own person.
You can't be a baddie with some babies? Well,
I can be, and I am. but I need to be separated.
I don't, has your wig just been slowly raising this entire podcast from the side?
Wait.
Stop.
And it like shifted you. The part's in the middle again. Okay. The part is in the middle.
It's so big.
You know, I've been feeling it like every time that this lace pops back out, it just like shifts a little bit.
Everybody, this gladiolus.
Oh, no.
Leading Sunday service.
Sunday service. Service.
I never would have made it. Come on, Gladiola.
Never would have made it without you.
Am I the asshole for planning international travel without my children? So here's the reality. I have two kids. They're now 14 and 16. I've had 50-50 since I got divorced up until a few months ago. 4 years ago, my ex-wife got remarried and her husband advised her to start a custody dispute. I spent $165,000, basically my life savings, fighting for 4 years. For the record, my ex-wife's father is wealthy and paid all of her legal fees. This comes into play later. The older child told the court-appointed therapist, "I want to live with mom and only see dad every other weekend." The younger one said they wanted to do 50-50. The younger one then changed their mind and said, "Oh, maybe 70-30 with mom. I just want court stuff to be over." I went to trial and my attorney fought like hell, but the judge said, given the child's age, their preference will take precedence and we won't split them up as it could break their sibling bond. Well, my wife and I have been planning some travel for some of her friends, her sister, and their husbands. It includes 9 days in Spain and France. They picked the dates, we got tickets, the kids found out and had been asking, "We want to go, why can't we go?" I told my children, "This is something we planned, we saved for." They asked if it was adults only and I told them it wasn't. There was a 15-year-old cousin who was coming. They said it wasn't fair, we couldn't take them as they knew we could afford it and it would be their only chance to travel internationally. I told them, "You're young adults now. You chose to spend the majority of your time with your mother and you got what you wanted. But choices have consequences. One of them is that you don't get to join me on things like this." They're both very upset. My younger one said, "You're just mad we have more fun at mom's house." I'm afraid I'm being an asshole here. I'm happy to be wrong, but my gut is telling me what I'm doing is fair. Am I the asshole?
Oh, you got strong opinions.
So. I think he wouldn't be the asshole if he didn't take them under the guise of, you know, "I take care of my kids all the time and I just need a break." He doesn't want the kids under the guise of, "You chose to spend more time with your mother, so because of that, I'm mad about that.
This is your punishment.
And this is your punishment for doing that." Now, where we're losing his emotional intelligence in all of this is, why are the children choosing to live with the mother instead of the father? Could it be that the mom's more emotionally present? Is it that she takes care of them better? Is it that she's able to meet their basic needs without having to beg and ask? It's because they have the things that they need over at their place that they don't necessarily have at your place. There could be a million and one reasons why they chose to stay with their mother. More times than not, it's going to be because they're better taken care of there than they are with their father. Mm. And right now, he's just doing this get back. And I don't like that. So he could be. I think he is the asshole.
I don't like it either.
I think he's the asshole too. I agree with what you're saying, Sadia. Like his reasoning, if it was different, but he's like seemingly like trying to like get at the kids for what ultimately was the wife and new, sorry, and new husband's decision. And of course the kids had a say in it, but also he even admitted that the last one was like, I just kind of want this to be over. So I'm just going to kind of say whatever. And I'm sure they're probably coaching the kids on what they should be saying and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just really weird. Like, I just feel like he has a lot of anger towards the situation, which isn't fair if he wanted 50-50. Mm-hmm. And he's taking it out on, like, the kids.
The kids, yeah.
And that's not right. And I would totally understand if the kids in the future are like, you know what? No, I'm really happy with my decision. Like, screw my dad.
Yeah.
Because he's making these really petty things as if, like, these kids were 100% the reason why he doesn't have 50-50 anymore. And that's not fair.
Yeah. Because I know just from hearing, like, other stories where parents talk about things with their kids like this, where, like, I do want to kind of get back at my kids a little bit. But it is petty, and it is tough.
Damn it, Rihanna.
You really are changing it every time. Yeah, I just think, like, once it crossed over from him being mad at the situation and him taking it out on the kids when it's not their fault, but he wanted to make it seem like that, that's where it's like, okay, what are we doing now? You know, you're just, you know, taking things away from your kids when essentially you wanted to spend more time with them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think I was going to say, I think it's normal for parents to get their feelings hurt by their kids. Like, it's probably very normal. Kids, like, we're growing up and we don't always think the right thing and we say stuff and we hurt our parents' feelings. But you're still the adult. You have to, like, I got to be the bigger person. I can't retaliate against you. I can't punish you because you said something at 14 and 16 that it probably didn't feel good to be like, yeah, I want to spend way more time with mom than you. He's probably mad about that and it's clearly showing up in how he's retaliating because of that to me.
That's the other thing that I don't like that he keeps saying. He's like, y'all are grown adults. I'm like, these are 14 and 16 year old kids.
Right. Right.
You guys are grown. You guys are like, what?
No. I'm a teen, sir.
That's a sophomore in high school and an eighth grader in middle school in America. What are you talking about?
14. Teens in my age.
Mm. Teen is in my age. No, for real.
But I guess if the court also is like, yeah, we listen to what the kids say, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids are dumb, too.
Are they?
Yes. 100% kids are dumb. But I hear your point, too, where you're like, if I'm a kid and I'm picking where I'm going to live, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pick where it's like, better.
Whatever place I'm gonna say, I was a custody battle child. So I had this experience where this judge.
You got to pick?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was good and grown. I was 16.
Hey, never mind. Back it over. You are grown.
I was 16 at the time, and the judge sat me down in this like fuck ass office, and he was like, all right, tie shit. He was like, so. Where do you want to live? Where do you feel more stable? Tell me about that. And I'm like, nigga. Like,
just like, nigga.
And it's so weird because, like, I had one parent that was very much the, like, that took care of me. Like,
right.
Was there every day. And then I had another parent that was, made cameos. And did, like, all the fun things. But never really was a parent. And it's kind of surreal growing up and being put in that situation where you have someone literally come to you and say, like, where do you want to live? Because your parents are having, like, this dispute. And now, like,
they can't make up their minds, so we got to ask you.
Yeah, and it feels so weird because it's so formal, like family. It's familial. So obviously there's nothing formal. But then all of a sudden, like, your family is put in this really comes across this really formal jurisdiction where you have to decide, like, you know, who you want to live with, who do you want to spend more time with? And you know, like, you're cognizant of the fact that whatever decision I choose, somebody's going to hate me for it. Mm. Somebody's going to be mad.
Someone's going to be mad for sure.
The dynamic is going to change. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure to put on
a child.
Yeah, on a child.
And only it's only fine if your parents are emotionally intelligent, because at the end of the day, if the kid makes a decision, they're making it based on how they feel. Mm-hmm. And now you got to be like, then what did I do to make them feel like that? Mm-hmm. And I think you said that, Maddie, is like, if the dad's like, what did I do to get in the situation that they only want to spend time with me a weekend at a time? Like, that's mm-hmm. something I did. And now I got to come to terms with what I did and what I can do to be better. Some people will be petty and like, I'm not going to fix anything. It's just, you got a rich husband now, and that's the whole reason. Like, no, you probably did things that you could probably do better as a parent that would make your kids want to spend more time with you. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't start with this. You could use this trip as a, like, hey, let's build this thing together. Let's all go points. Together. We're a family. Exactly. They want to go easy points and, like, slowly build your relationship from up there. But
yeah, I also wondered too, like, I forget who was saying it, the emotional intelligence of it all too, just because you can have a whole bunch of things like taken care of like completely, but it's that emotional aspect too of, do I really bond with this person?
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, granted, you know, economy's rough right now, maybe he can't do the same things a mom can do, but it's like, what are you doing emotionally to stimulate, emotionally intelligently to stimulate the kid and also cultivate that environment where they do want to be around you? But it's like, even the emotional aspect here, if you're emotionally broke and physically, I don't know. I think it is just pettiness at that point.
And that emotional stuff carries so much more. Mm-hmm. Like, I know as a kid, you'll be mad. You're like, I wish I had this. I wish I had this. But like, you get older, you don't remember the money stuff. You remember the emotional stuff. That stuff sticks with you way longer than like, we couldn't afford this, this, and this.
And even there's been like I remember my mom, one of her like fondest stories of her dad was they would go to the dollar store and get like the eggs that are just about to expire because it would go like pretty cheap. And they would make these eggs, and sometimes they would be good, or sometimes they'd be like on the cusp of being like not good. But it was like she's like writing a book, but that's like one of her talking points about it. And I was like, like that stuck with her.
Yeah.
You know, but it was like the whole, we don't have everything, but what we can make together,
right?
It will last longer than.
Wait, how anything. Long do eggs last?
I don't know.
I feel like I heard eggs.
I don't know either.
I was eating eggs for like a month. Eggs.
I feel like they have a long shelf life.
Okay, thank God, because I'm like, I was eating them.
But that just shows like how long they were probably on the shelf where the Dollar General was finally like.
Yeah, I'm like, how long? Is it like months?
Probably a long time for them to be starting to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so top comment. I mean, if your goal is to further alienate your kids and worsen your relationship with them, nice work. You don't give any insight into why the kids wanted less time with you. They may have had valid reasons.
Yeah.
With the limited information provided, it's currently reading as you're the asshole.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you are, bud.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
It's almost election day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters.
On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Even though general, I am curious.
Yes, ma'am. Oh.
How do you feel about relationships between humans and bees? Are you like pro?
Why are you back on this?
I'm just curious. I just want to get from a bee's perspective because I know what Barry thinks. I'm just curious about you.
I think.
You think it's an abomination?
Whenever I go into Queen's teaching every single Sunday and I hear about this, I try not to judge too much. Personally, I don't agree with it. I do think it is humanality, and yeah. I don't like that. I don't like humans interacting with bees in that way, but to a certain extent, like, that looks like a human right now. Like,
General, you said it's unnatural.
I do agree with Mother's teachings. Yeah.
It's not. It's against
Queen Mother, and you know,
it's against the laws of nature.
Listen,
I think.
This guy tries to stick his head into the beehive. I don't go back there. I listen from outside the hive. I know that the hive isn't big enough. Barry just sticks his head into the beehive,
Barry.
And he just tries to like communicate with his parents again. His parents, well, first of all, they're dead because 20 years later, you know, bees don't live.
Yeah.
But the newest generation of the queen, it's like, she's like, first of all, I don't know you. You're like a myth. But also,
a human-sized bee, that is a myth that you're just out here.
Wow.
Because Queen also believes that he shouldn't be just sticking with one floral shop. He should be like extending all of
the... So pollinating all the flowers.
He should be pollinating everything. Mm. You know, we're a very open group of bees.
Well, I feel like Barry, with the Queen's like... influence, probably would be listening to what the queen says.
I mean, it makes sense, right? So he's not at the hive as much, so he's not hearing the queen's influence.
Not my queen.
I think maybe that's one of the reasons why he left, is because he didn't agree with it. And I do feel like, to a certain extent, Vanessa is his queen now.
One flower bee. Yeah.
Okay, one floral shop again.
Yeah. So why do we want to make me the bad guy?
I don't think you're the bad guy. I think you're the sweetest.
I'm the scapegoat or
no.
What?
Don't look at me. He asked for my opinion. I personally don't agree in this relationship. I'm not around here dating a human, okay? I'm dating also another GMOB man.
Right.
General, okay. You're getting a mustache right.
Hop on.
That's why it's so yellow.
Oh,
extra pollen!
Oh my God! The fear to the muscle just came full. Oh
General.
My God!
Oh my gosh!
I'm rated B.
Rated B for mature.
Rated B for mature. Yeah. Ken, since you kind of been getting crapped on this whole podcast. Yeah. What's the next
Let's
story?
Let's shit on Ken, guy.
We're going to continue in that. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So let's wrap it up also doing that. Let's Tennis. Do...
Kennis.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
You're my soda pop.
I'll be your idol.
Did y'all finish that K-pop episode?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
That's high.
That's very high. We
That's why I stayed low. I had to harmonize with y'all. Yeah, I had to harmonize.
Sorry. I started way too high, guys.
Am I the asshole for laughing out loud when my wife said the song Golden by K-pop Demon Hunters was demonic?
Come on.
That's like the most positive song on there. It's just literally
right?
Spreading light and love.
Now that other one.
And it's also in the highest octave ever.
Idol.
Right.
It is in the highest octave.
And they're literally using that song to seal the demons up. Are you serious?
Because what is it called? What is it, the thing that they have to seal?
The Hon Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Hon Moon.
Yeah, Hon Moon.
Demonic? Oh my god.
Right. They're literally slaying the demon.
I want to see how they came to that conclusion, because what's wrong with your wife, man?
So my wife just got home from church, and her church group immediately said our kids should no longer be singing this song or watching K-pop Demon Hunters, saying someone in the group said it's demonic. I just laughed because this is outrageous. Wouldn't the song be more in line with Rumi facing her demons and seeing the light? Heck, if I wanted to turn it into belief, golden or light could signify God. I'm still eye-rolling as I type this. I'm not religious, and I encourage my kids to make their own choice, but come on. Now she's upset and mad. I laughed at her comment and said it was ridiculous. Am I the asshole?
No.
It's your wife?
Yeah.
The sucky thing is, I know if I was a kid and K-pop Demon Hunters came out, we wouldn't be able to watch it.
We're not watching K-pop Demon Hunters.
When you were growing up, or
yeah,
now?
When we were growing up, there's no way I would be able to watch
it. Because it says demon in it.
Yeah.
100%. Growing up, my mom barely let me watch Harry Potter. Barely.
I'm surprised. I don't think my mom knew about Harry Potter, and we just read it all. I was surprised because we wouldn't have been able to read if she knew what it was.
That one got passed.
We couldn't watch Dragon Tales, man.
Have you guys ever went to?
Yeah.
No
way. We couldn't watch Dragon Tales.
Have you guys ever went to Great Wolf Lodge?
I wish Richie McGee.
I wanted to so bad, but we were like,
wait, Moneybags McGee over here? You went to Great Wolf Lodge?
So we went to Great Wolf Lodge one time, and they have like this little like wizard game, whatever, right? Where you get like a wand and you go around and like interact with games and shit like that.
Yeah.
Me and my brother wanted to play that so bad. We begged our mom. Eventually, she let us play it, right? Begrudgingly, but she let us. Now, me and Caleb, we get into like this big fight after sibling shit. I don't know, just random like sibling stuff. And my mom goes, "See, it's because I let y'all play that game." And I'm
magic.
Like, "Bro,
it's that demonic
it's
witchcraft.
Like those spirits."
That's
and I'm
witchcraft.
Like, "Oh my god, bro! Like, it's a regular argument now. Now it's the spirits,
man.
Yeah, it's spirits. Y'all shouldn't have been playing with that.
Missed out on Wizards of Waverly Place, man.
I did watch Wizards of Waverly Place, but I think it was older by that time.
You
didn't
watch? You can watch it?
I couldn't. They didn't let us watch it, right? But you know what got through though?
What?
Twitches.
What?
Twitches was tough. I don't know how Twitches got through.
They had a damn darkness.
I know that was so scary too. But thank the Lord above that I got to watch Twitches, man.
Oh my god.
Ah, man, that was a great series.
Twitches was great.
Twitches was so good. No Wizards of Waverly Place, but
Wizards
Twitches.
Wizards of Waverly Place. What was the other one? And Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo?
Harry Potter didn't get through either. I'm like,
that's
man.
Crazy.
What about Halloween Town?
Halloween? Nah, I just naturally didn't watch that.
Like, I would have never watched that.
I chose not to.
He's like, that was a choice.
Was but also, actually, also that was a little bit before my time.
Yeah.
Of Disney Channel, so that could add to it as well. Look, I'm a youngin'.
Yeah, how
I'm
does
a
that
youngin'.
Feel, Jay?
Yeah.
That's how does that feel? That's what she's been doing.
You're on the other end of what you did.
Yeah, now you got someone
are
younger.
You guys in similar ages, though?
I thought.
Wait, what are you? What
how
year
old are you?
Huh, I'm 24.
You guys
hell,
are the same
I'm 25.
Age?
Oh, I literally
right,
grew up.
I was looking at your tattoo. It's 02, right? You 02?
No, Caleb is 02.
Oh, he's 02. What are you?
2000.
Okay.
2000.
Wait, 2000. Okay, and then I'm 2001.
All zeros.
Oh, they were all in line.
Zeros?
Josh is like, it's okay. I can hang with an oldie. I'm used to it. 2000 is pushing it, but
you know what? My older sister, it's like,
how it feels.
She's
I was
right
able
here.
To get in on some of the 90s stuff, but not all of it.
Yeah.
No, for real. No, like seriously though. Seriously, because like. In those years of Disney Channel, there were so many different ones. Like, cause like mine was more the Minutemen. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
I love Minutemen.
The original, the Disney originals. I had Minutemen. I was about to say Wendy Wu, but Wendy Wu was kind of that was that was kind of 90s. So
I like that.
That was more before me, but I still
Minutemen?
Watched it.
No,
what's
I've seen that
Minutemen?
Too.
Oh, Lemonade Mouth.
I never saw that. So thoughts on the
I was gonna say, I remember there was one time
K-pop.
We were talking about it. And I was I made a joke, I was like, that's them demons talking. But it was the it was the one that was specifically about
the song.
Idol.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, it's so good.
It's
like,
so catchy. I don't know what it is. I just can't stop singing it.
Or the one that would grab them to get you to come to their
song. Yeah.
I was like, it's
but it's good.
Talking.
Right. The writing is so good.
But that's the thing. I'm like, 100% I know I wouldn't be able to watch it because of that storyline. I'm like,
keeping you obsessed.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
I'm like, they're doing it on the nose. They're saying they're demons. Like, that's the plot. It's not a secret. It's right. Like, this is the plot of the movie, is that they're demons. So I don't think it's demonic, but I know my mom would have been like,
hell no.
Right? Especially because they're defeating.
Yeah.
They're defeating the demons.
All it would take is like for our pastor to be like to do a sermon on it, like,
and they would immediately.
They're like, oh man, it's fine. Raps. They're like, I love how they fought those demons in that K-pop Demon Hunters, and then my mom would be like,
put it on.
We're right. Watching that.
We're watching it twice. 10 times this week.
Yep.
Do a report on it real quick
because it was before I think because I don't think y'all were like born, maybe. But they had like a bonfire of Disney movies. And they made us burn our Disney stuff. So like we had Lion King burned.
What?
We had Lion Hercules King? Burned.
Fahrenheit 451.
Man. Yeah.
Man.
It was so bad that the church actually apologized after like years later. They were like, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. But that's how deep it was.
You know, this reminds me of the time back in Fusion days when my mom was over Fusion.
Which was like the middle schoolers.
Yeah.
And we had like a going out day. We went to the movies. You know what the hell we saw?
What?
Princess and the Frog. My mom, on the ride home from that, she's like, I feel so bad. I don't know why I took y'all to see Princess and the Frog. The imagery in that Princess and the Frog, crazy. For a church gathering.
Oh, you talking about some of the I Got Friends on the other side?
Oh yeah. My gosh.
The Shadow Man.
Right.
It's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I wasn't expecting this.
She's like, I'm going to get complaints from the church. People are going to be coming in. I'm going to be kicked off as the leader.
Are you ready?
That song go crazy, too.
Yeah, it did get stuck in my head because I was scared. I'm like, oh, he really do got friends on the other side.
Because it's working on me.
Right, nah, his shadow moving by itself, bro. I said, oh, no.
Can I add a question for you? Did that tennis career ever take off?
Whoa.
Tell him, Ken.
Because I remember that being like a big staple, like you guys is.
Yeah.
Like rough patch, you're like, I'm going to go pro. You know, we were asking personal questions, right? So it's like, did that work for you?
I actually tore my Achilles pretty quickly after the documentary.
Okay.
And I think you knew that.
You couldn't bounce back?
He's older now.
I did have it in me. A lot of people did say that I was the next
but it's like
Roger Federer. I think he's one of them. And the Achilles is an important muscle.
Yeah, it's important.
We're not all genetically modified and taking steroids to get really big. Some of us do things the right way.
Barry, I do wonder what you're going to look like once you eventually stop taking it. Your organs, your insides have taken to it really well, especially me. I do cough every once in a while. And again, my hair is falling out, as you've seen.
How often would you guys say you take this enhanced honey?
Day? I mean, that's all we take. So
Every day,
multiple times a day.
It was mandated by the general. Like, yeah. We have to.
I mean,
what scientific research did you do on this? Or are you just taking it? Are you the guinea pigs?
Bees don't live long enough. And that's something that the queen's been really working on. And ever since we had the surplus of honey, we really were like, you know, we can dedicate this honey to just growing. Mm-hmm. I do think Barry was in my ear a little bit talking about like, what if we could grow to be more human? And looking back, it turned to be like a little bit of a weird, like, I do think he's in love with this human.
You're
Vanessa.
The general.
But you two are the only bees I've seen to grow this size.
We're the only bees on this podcast, but
there's more of them out there.
There's more bees.
How many of them are you?
There's at least one more because I'm married to a bee human as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, if you want to call us humans, we look about the same.
Abumin.
So, like you guys. Are you guys hoarding the enhanced honey?
Nah,
are you? Would you say you're addicted to this enhanced honey?
Could you go a day without the honey?
Coraline, I couldn't live a day without it. I think I would die.
Wow.
Wait, is the only thing keeping you alive?
Thank you for your candor, General.
Interesting.
Do we have an issue,
if we
Vanessa?
Don't take it,
I just,
we could just shrink
what
back.
Made you think we have an issue? I just,
because you said the thing earlier about it, and I was like, that's like the Queen's teaching.
I thank you for your candor.
No. Okay.
We don't have a problem unless you want there to be a problem.
I don't want there to be a problem.
Okay,
Vanessa.
Then that's great. So there's no problem.
Great.
Great.
What Barry just told me is that if you stop taking the honey, you'll shrink back to your size, but your organs stay big.
So you'll explode.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I might trap Barry into a box.
Huh?
Well, Barry's strong now. Barry's got human strength.
I'll sting you.
Coraline, would you ever take it?
Do you want to get stung?
No.
I might try it. It might be
Vanessa?
Good.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't want Vanessa. Any parts of that. I like to maintain a natural state.
Why did nobody say anything?
What's natural about a bee in a human? There's nothing natural about that.
You're having sex with a bee on the regular.
As it pertains,
what's that mean?
As it pertains to the things I well.
Look.
Consume is crazy.
Consume is wild.
And he's got a big smile
why
over there.
So
why are you cheesing, Barry?
Barry, come on.
What's that mean?
See, the general keep it B on B.
Right.
And I like that. General, I am for that.
B on B love.
B on B love.
B on B love.
That's what Queen wanted.
Yeah. Mary, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm confused. This is
we know that.
A smile of confusion. I'm like,
you're there.
What do you mean?
You're there.
Barry,
right?
Why'd you blush on consume? What do you mean by that?
Hey, Barry. What do you mean by that?
Do you be doing more than pollinating?
Hey, Barry, what do you mean by that?
No, it's fine. We can move on, Barry. Oh, it's
man,
cool.
That's crazy. Barry's embarrassed. Cool.
What happens out of the hive stays out
no,
of the
Barry
hive.
Barry blushing.
Barry be blushing. That's
Barry
my name.
Blushing, Barry be blushing.
That's true.
Barry be blushing.
And so does Vanessa. Vanessa be blushing. She's blushing pretty big
the
over
more
there.
She talk, I get less attracted to Vanessa the more she's been talking about what's been happening between them.
Honestly, Ken, she's not worried about you.
I'm not. And I haven't been for 20 years.
Ooh. Yeah, quit worrying about
that's
Vanessa.
That's got a sting,
about,
don't it?
Worry about the Achilles.
I haven't been worried about you either.
Yeah.
Ken, I have a question.
I'm wearing the same thing.
I was just going to ask you that. I was like, you haven't done tennis in a long time, and yet you're wearing a tennis outfit today.
Because I heard she was going to be here today, and I thought.
Never gave up on the tennis dream. Huh?
Maybe we could rekindle.
Damn, Barry.
Right.
Maybe we could play a match after the show.
Unfortunately, I think I've surpassed you at this point.
Oh.
Sounds like it, too.
Yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Right.
Am I the asshole for not wanting my 4-year-old daughter to join a soccer team simply because I don't want to get up early every Saturday?
I mean,
your 4-year-old?
Yeah.
I don't think you're the asshole. I mean, that's kind of valid. Yeah. I don't want to get up early.
You got a passion.
Maybe preventing a core memory, but.
We ain't going. You're 4?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
If you came to me like, I want to play soccer, then I'm like, okay, I'll suck it up. But you're 4, I don't trust you.
You're 4, you don't even know what's going on right now.
Give it another year.
Yeah, give it another year.
My husband has said he thinks I'm being selfish, and I am, but I am being strategic here. I'm a mom of 2, 4 and under. Currently 5 months pregnant, I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I have narcolepsy. So needless to say, I'm tired all the time. Saturday is the one day in my week where there are no set plans, and I like it that way. Why do I need to ruin the one day I get to choose what I want to do just so my four-year-old, who probably won't know what she is missing, can go play a sport she probably isn't ready to play anyway? She has years to pick up a hobby or extracurricular activity. I just don't see the point right now other than to stress me out even more than I already am. Point blank, I'm just tired and I don't want to, so I can't even say it's not selfish. But we are allowed to be selfish on some things, and I feel justified because I'm at my personal capacity. My husband won't even be able to help with every game because he sometimes works weekends. So no, I'm not interested in putting my kid in sports right now because I likely will flake on those days he works. Also, we live in a very hot state. I have zero interest in spending more time outside than I have to. My husband's reasoning is he wants her to be athletic, and most likely she'll make friends and have fun socializing. I'd rather help her socialize through playdates, not a weekly commitment to be on a team. My in-laws have made it clear that they agree that it would be good for her, and I'm being unfair. My family thinks it's not that important right now at four, but says she would have fun. So what do you think? Am I the asshole?
Not the asshole. No. I feel like she's being very responsible about this, because if you do put her in that and you know that you can't commit the time that it would take for you to also do your part, not just drop your kid off, right, not just have them be able to participate, but for you to be able to actively support them in what they're doing, because that's an important part about that part of it. Because if you neglect that fact, you may not be doing it on purpose, but yeah, that could create trauma. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's definitely been times where, like, I would go to anything, whether it be a sport event, whether it had been band or whatever I was in when I was a kid, and like one of the first things I would do, I'm looking in the stands, I'm like, where are my people at? And luckily, you know, that was something that my parents like made a priority for themselves, was that they were going to be at all of me and my sister's events, because they didn't necessarily have that growing up. So I never had to deal with that trauma. But I know if there had been times where I looked up and it was something really important and I didn't see them, that would have stuck with me.
I remember literally at my graduating from high school, and I'm looking up and all I see is my mom in the stands with like four bare seats behind her. And I'm like beside her. And I'm like, okay. And then like 10 minutes later, I see like a few more people like fill in the seats, like other family members. And then I realized some of the people that were in my family, they like got in a fight. And so they decided to kind of like not come. And I was like, you can't suck it up and get in the damn car to come watch me walk across the stage.
Right.
Like you're saying, the disappointment is heavy. So like them being proactive and understanding where they're at. Also, she sounds like she's doing a lot. She knows her husband is not going to be able to help.
Right.
And even if he wants their child to do that, I think she should have the final say, because she's the one who's going to be doing all that work for their 4-year-old to be doing sports.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
I recently just watched my friend's daughter play a basketball game at the Y. Okay, she's 6. I don't know what there was to watch. It was quite literally herding cats. Yeah. They're just like running around in circles and throwing the ball somewhere, not the hoop. I don't know where they're throwing the ball.
They don't know anything.
So right. I would assume soccer for 4-year-olds is very, very, very similar to that.
Across the street from my house is a school, and they play like a soccer league, and they're like 4 or 5, and it's just clumps of kids following the ball wherever, and one kid kicks it in another direction, and the clump of kids goes over there. There's no formation. And you see the coach is like, pass it. They're like, there's no passing.
They're like, what's passing?
They just all follow the ball from place freaking, to place.
They got those fringed bendy goals, and it's like 20 feet apart.
Cutest thing ever, but there's no skill, there's no technical thing.
There's no nothing. They're so just like, out there. And I think it could be fun for the child to participate in it, but I don't necessarily think that she's missing out on anything either at all. I mean, she's 4. You think that she's athletic. If she's really athletic, that shit's in her genetics, and it'll be with her for the rest of her life.
Run laps around the yard.
Like, it'll be fine. If she starts at 6'7".
6'7".
6'7".
I didn't mean to do that.
6'7".
if she starts at around 6 or 7 years old, it should be
6 or 7 years old.
6 or 7.
6, 7.
It's fine. Let mom have her Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with what everybody said. I also think this doesn't belong on this Reddit forum. Like,
what was
I say,
the Reddit forum?
Huh?
What was the Reddit?
Am I the asshole?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think it.
I think it does.
I don't think so, just because it's a family dynamic thing where it's not like she's being like neglectful of the child. She's really has the child's best interest at heart. It's more so just maybe just advice.
Well, because the husband probably like, you're being an asshole for not wanting to do this.
True. Yeah.
I think he said she was being selfish.
Yeah. So she's being made to feel like she is one, even though she's really not.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, you should be doing whatever you should for your kids. And I'm like, well, within reason.
Exactly.
Within reason.
Like, if you know you don't have the capacity to be there in a certain way,
yeah,
then that's not irresponsible you to just say no to it. You know what I mean? That's actually the opposite. That actually is responsible, because you know what you can do.
It's not coming from the daughter. Like, if the daughter was like 8 years old and said, hey, I want to play soccer,
yeah,
and you're like, baby, I ain't got the time, I don't want to, that's different to me.
Yeah,
that is being an asshole to me.
Yep.
What's happening between you two?
this bee just keeps staring at me, and so I'm just like putting my mustache power on him. Just
sexual tension between.
I know. Right. I'm okay, Ken. I'm glad you said something.
You had a boyfriend. Who is
very in general right now?
We don't really talk names, if you know what I'm
Mary.
Saying.
Mary, are you digging?
Wait, yeah. What?
Are you stinging at him?
You said there's only one other bee. You don't know his name.
No. I said there's multiple bees, and one of the bees is my husband.
You don't know your husband's name.
We don't talk usually. Listen,
this is literally sick.
I'm over.
It's sick.
I'm over lines.
The same, so it's not sick.
This isn't even about you, Vanessa. This is.
Weren't you telling me earlier that Barry be leaving sometimes at night and like you don't know where he be going?
I did tell you that.
Where do you be going, Barry?
And you stuttered so freaking hard on that Flores question earlier at the start of the shoot.
You did.
So actually, what the hell is going on?
What are you doing outside, Barry?
Barry.
General?
Why you not back at the shop?
I'm a married man, and it's not to Barry. You don't have to worry about that.
I didn't ask if you were married.
Because you said you had multiple partners.
Did I?
Are you getting dug in?
You did.
Are you not getting dug in?
Not by Barry.
By that man.
Have you ever had sexual relations with Barry?
I've never had sexual relations with Barry. I've had a few dreams, but I kept those private. He doesn't know about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is very new. Okay.
We need a lie detector test.
We need a polygraph, because I don't know.
I don't believe any of that. Graphs.
Very good. Okay.
Because the way I keep seeing the eyes travel.
The eyes is crazy what's happening between
you
two.
And I'm feeling the energy every time there's
where do you go at night, Barry?
Can I just say, listen, I'm with a bunch of humans and a 32-year-old woman. And it's just like, I'm not used to seeing genetically modified bees. I know I'm a genetically modified bee.
Well, you're not used to it. Aren't you guys talk? You're his general.
He travels a lot. I'm in the military. I'm a general.
Yeah.
So I give missions, and then he's off with that one all the time. So I mean, what do you say? I give assignments. I don't stick around with Barry. I just, you know, I give him the honey whenever he needs it. Which is daily.
Yeah. So
he has
see him every day.
I probably see him
so
like once a week.
So the two of you frequent each other often. Is that what
you're
saying?
Do you really want to know what happens?
I've been only asking this entire time.
You sipping the honey out the same pack?
Damn. We don't sip it. I have to get it shot.
Who's doing the shooting?
No.
Are you using the general stinger?
Oh my god.
It's just a stinger. It's not like a...
You don't use a stinger.
Yeah.
What do you use?
Stinger has venom in it. That's not going to help either of us. I use a long 12-inch syringe that goes right into his pectoral muscle.
Yeah.
And at an angle, of course, not just directly shot in.
Pectoral, not rectoral.
Not rectoral.
Right here.
Not rectoral. That's for my husband.
And I get the honey.
And he goes right home to his honey. And I go home to my honey.
Yes.
But Caroline, I want to ask you something. While you're being so messy, we've been messy about everything this whole time.
Barry's trying to change the subject. You,
no, it was finished. I get shot in the pectoral.
Vanessa?
And I go back to my honey.
No, he's a general's kaiser.
I want to say this because you guys cut me off about asking me about what I was doing. I don't see fully grown bees that much. We move on. So I'm like, I am staring at his face because I'm not used to seeing a yellow bee human.
And it's also different because...
Do you look in the mirror ever?
Is there a mirror around me 24/7? Maybe I passed. I'm like, oof, God,
we
what is that?
We also are two shades of yellow. Like, for some odd reason, mine was really splotchy. Like, when with the genomes, hers came out perfect. So, his came out perfect. Oh, so,
it's the alabaster skin that lies beneath.
Alabaster. But, Coraline.
No, Barry. Yeah. No, Barry.
Right. No, Barry. Actually,
why didn't you tell me about this?
We're talking about you.
Because it's embarrassing.
But I am the one that injects it into his chest.
I believe.
Thank you, General. I knew that.
Cross-pollinator.
Yeah.
Not the accusation. Yeah. He's a cross-pollinator.
Cross-pollinator is crazy.
That is crazy. I would never cross-pollinate Vanessa.
Except for you that one time. Because I heard about that, too.
Yeah.
Barry talks at work.
Tennis balls really got you that
but
time,
but you never talk.
They?
You never talk, though.
I get my pectoral injections.
Sometimes you also never talk. You never see this guy, but also, you don't know what his face looks like, but you also never talk.
When I see him once a week, he does complain quite a bit. Barry's a complainer. We've known that from the documentary.
What are you complaining about?
Him? Why is he still around sometimes?
I haven't seen you in 20 years, bud. This is the first time I've seen you.
Okay, so tell me about those Instagram pages. I know it's you. I know it's you, Ken.
Well,
I know it's you.
What are you, Instagram pages?
He's been DMing me every day, hateful messages, and I've been keeping it quiet, but I know about him. It's him. And he's going to fess up to it now. Tennis ball 1-7.
They weren't posted about me or anything?
Why do you care? Why do you care, Vanessa?
I'm going to be informed.
Okay, well, I saw the hair swipe.
Yeah, the hair swoop is what I'm... I saw that too.
What God forbid a girl tries to keep her hair together.
But it was like the hair swoop with a smirk.
Barry, let's not start. Let's not start.
You've started this whole time with Caroline. Even though she's stealing your buttons.
Dang, he didn't even call you the right name. You say Caroline.
Like stealing the buttons.
Why you think your bottom button's missing?
Dang.
I have never stolen in my life.
Caroline.
Barry, the cross-pollinator, is trying to change the subject because he is a cheating bee. And he's cheating on you.
You cheating bee.
With the dinner.
Ken, we might be back on. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yes! Let's go play tennis, baby. Oh!
Okay. Oh, how the turns table.
Yeah.
Michael Scott.
You freaking bee.
Yo, you don't need to use such harassing language.
You think you'll beat a human bee?
You know what?
I think I have a 12-inch syringe around here somewhere. I might be able to stick it in your neck.
Ooh.
Because you're still talking about my...
I was kidding. God, why?
Are you still allergic?
I'm definitely allergic. That never changed.
I hope you have an EpiPen.
Oh, my God.
You looking for this? How long can you live before... You can't have it anymore.
5 minutes tops.
Next story, am I right?
Oh.
Am I right, guys?
General, give it to him.
Just toss it over, General.
How are you going to speak to B going forward?
With respect. Only respect. I'm dying.
I don't know why you're side-eyeing me, Vanessa. I'm speaking for the bees.
I don't give a damn what you're doing, and I'm speaking for the humans. Give him his damn EpiPen.
So it's his fault, and somehow it's my problem that I don't have. This isn't even an EpiPen.
Wait, that's not?
This is.
I lied to you.
Oh. Very. What? Yeah. Please.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Fess up to the Instagram accounts.
Do I?
All seven.
Okay, so I did have a couple burners.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe seven burners. And I may have said some death threats, some really bad things about bees in general, how I think they shouldn't belong on this planet, they shouldn't exist. Down with all bees. I hate bees. I did do some reels, Instagram reels, where I would kick over beehives and set them on fire.
Oh, I didn't know
that. You are in General's camera, though, just so you know.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, General. That's it.
All right, I guess you can have this old expired one. I won't have bury you in a good one.
Oh my God. The timing.
That's crazy. That was perfect timing.
That's funny.
I don't know about you. He's back on, bitch. I'm feeling 22.
Oh my God.
He said, turn the tailor on.
Turn the tailor on.
I'm back, baby.
We already actually did all the stories. So Ken, thanks for joining. I'm happy you're okay now. I mean, I couldn't care less, but I'm happy you're okay
we're
now.
We're back together, girl. Perfect.
Let's
for
not
me.
Do too much.
Barry, what do you say about that?
What I wanted on this episode is what I got.
Why are you looking at me like that, Barry?
After 20 years, it's just over.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He's been getting dug in and stung and whatever
dug
the hell
in,
else
dug in,
by 12 inch in injections, whatever the hell else y'all doing.
What do you have to say for yourself,
to
General?
Survive.
I don't feel bad at all.
See,
because he doesn't think humans and bees should
Excuse
be together.
Me?
I don't think humans and bees should be together. Honestly, don't think that's cheating. Sticking a 12 inch needle into your boyfriend's husband, whatever he was, chest. Honestly, he's for the better. He's going to outlive you. I told you he's going to be here infinitely. So we don't need to worry about you. It's probably best that you guys are broken up.
You know what, General? Nobody gives a damn about whatever.
General's a cheeky little
guy. Okay.
I don't give a damn. You said all that, and I still don't give a damn.
Like, dang, the General kind of kept
General was right.
Good game.
Kept going.
General did not stop.
Power to the bee species, I guess.
It was the silence. I was like, damn, my bad. I'm sorry about that. I was just saying stuff.
Tight shit.
I think I got something. Y'all seen the bee movie, actually?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, there's a chant they do.
I was high, though.
Just say hello, okay?
Yeah.
When it's your time. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
I was also inebriated.
Oh, okay. Just say hello when it's time.
Okay.
All right. Black and yellow.
Hello!
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Coraline, thanks for joining us. Vanessa.
Thanks,
for
welcome.
So we're going to get out of here, guys.
I'm going to buzz off.
We're going to buzz off. Some of us who have wings are going to buzz off.
I felt hurtful the way you said it.
That was hurtful.
Right. That was it. I was about to say beastist, but whatever the reverse is.
But yeah, we're going to get out of here and we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Are we flying into this Patreon?
Just hit the like and subscribe. Like. Just for that.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.